earlier before this program, because of yesterday's show, we were talking about choking, speaking of food items. There was a seven-year-old who was being hailed a hero. He saved his classmate's life. He did the Heimlich on
after the teacher tried to wave him off. That's my favorite part. Teacher's sit like, down, shut up.
He'll be fine.
I'm going to go get help. You sit down. Mm-hmm. I can save him.
Yeah, and he did. The kid, the seven-year-old. Then the teacher's like, man, it shocked me.
I don't know where it came from.
I had no idea. So, you know, Red Rachel has been saved. She choked as an infant.
Wow.
Was it your grandmother that did the...
It was my mom. And mother. I didn't even think about it when we were talking about it. I have something in common with your dog.
You ate?
I was trying to eat something that wasn't food.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like a piece of sequins or something. Yeah. Somebody had an art project, mm-hmm. and I saw it, looked good,
yep.
popped it in there, choked on it.
What age?
Probably 6 months. I was a baby.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
And you ate something not digestible, and so your mother had to do the baby Heimlich.
Yeah.
Which, of course,
Whoa.
Is different. Yeah, you learn that, too, when you learn the Heimlich. And then listen to this. B.B. Shea witnessed the Heimlich being given on Thanksgiving Day. Was it your aunt?
My Aunt Sandy started choking in the kitchen.
You were there.
Yeah, my mom sprung into action and gave her the Heimlich, like just out of nowhere.
And it worked.
And she spat it up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What had she been chewing on?
I think she was chewing on some ham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and automatically just started like giving the I'm choking signal.
My God.
Pre or post meal?
This was pre meal.
And she went for the ham.
Sneaking some ham. We've all done it.
We all do it.
Right. Well, yeah, okay. Here's my favorite part. So B.B. Shea witnesses this as a teenager. His mother does the Heimlich on his aunt, which is impressive.
Yeah.
I say, on Thanksgiving Day. And then they go into the living room, and B.B. Shea says to various aunts, uncles, grandparents, and so on, Aunt Sandy just almost died. Mom saved her. She was choking to death. And you know what their reaction was? She chokes all the time. Start chewing your food. Get out of the way. The lions are driving.
Sandy. They were not concerned at all for her health.
Yeah, it's been a problem her whole life.
Right, exactly. They did. They said, she chokes all the time. She doesn't chew her food. For God's sake, Sandy.
Come on, Sandy.
How many times have we told you to chew your food completely? You've ruined Thanksgiving. Now move. The lions are on the 20-yard line. Let's go. You know? I wonder if Thanksgiving Day went off without a hitch after that. I mean, once you choke, I bet you're kind of sore, you know, the throat.
And the Heimlich. I mean, don't people say you're sore after receiving it because they're, you know, pulling you?
Well, you can break a rib, they say, you know, if you really get in there, which we've talked about many times. So I wonder if Aunt Sandy was able to continue and have...
I had to power through.
She's probably all calloused up with how many times sounds like she's had the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like they did it plenty of times. This is about eating as well. Yesterday we were talking about how it's more acceptable for a man to like overeat than a woman.
Oh, definitely.
You were saying that. Red Rachel was saying that. Like at meetings and stuff, you try not to overeat.
Yeah, because I used to be more of a binge eater. Mm-hmm. I only ate large meals, but not that often. And every now and then that comes out. And I'm feeling judgment.
Well, I don't blame you. I have something that goes along with that a listener told me many years ago. First, though, Victor, you're talking about the Heimlich maneuver. Victor, go ahead.
Yes. When I was in high school, my mom went to the mall and grabbed a drink. And you know those plastic dome cups are like they have the dome on top?
Oh, yes.
The straw part fell into her drink, and she never noticed it. And when she was finishing off the drink, she swallowed it, and it closed her complete windpipe.
God, that is so dangerous. So what happened?
So I had to jump up because I saw her choking, and I just learned it in school, and I just did the Heimlich on her, and it popped out.
It worked. How old were you?
I was like 16, 17.
Pretty heroic action for a teenager like that. Well done. I bet she thanked you.
No, yeah, it was a crazy situation. Like, even like I remember the ambulance came, and the guys were like, "Hey, we're just glad that you did that because she might have not made it."
Exactly, I probably wouldn't have since it closed her whole windpipe. So it's like the lid of the dome got into the drink, and she sucked it down through the straw.
Yeah, so you know the big circle on top where the straw goes through.
Yeah.
That part fell into her drink, and since it's clear, no one noticed it.
Wow. Was she really sore afterwards?
Yeah, it was like about a couple days.
I figured, yeah. Fantastic. Thank you, Victor. That's heroic. B.B. Shea was your Aunt Sandy. Was she able to power through Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was fine afterwards. Mm-hmm. Just very shaken up, but she was fine.
You know what Red Rachel said? She's learned the Heimlich. if you're still able to cough, that means you're getting air in, so leave them alone.
That's what I've always heard. If they're coughing,
they're still breathing.
Exactly. That it's when there's zero sound at all is when you need to be concerned. That's why I always tell you to do the choking.
That's right.
If you can't breathe.
So if someone is coughing, you know they're getting air, what you do is you say, work that on your own. I'm not touching anything.
Yeah. Well, if you try to do the Heimlich maneuver when they're coughing, you can make it worse.
Is that right?
Yes.
You probably lodge it down in there further. You know, you probably like juggle the food or whatever. You know, the worst thing they say for choking, especially for kids, hot dogs. The pediatrician we had when my kid was, you know, 2, said if you give him a hot dog, cut it up into tiny minced up little pieces. Because otherwise, almost perfect size for a kid's airway. Mm. Very difficult. And the other thing I always remember him saying, he was a really good pediatrician. If you have a kid, and let's say at a birthday party or something, or anywhere, don't let the kid chew on a balloon that has been blown up.
Always heard that, yeah.
Because if the balloon pops, it'll get sucked into his windpipe, and there's almost nothing. And even the Heimlich won't work. There's nothing you can do.
Because it's just rubber.
Yeah. And it's there. And it covers the windpipe, and there's really nothing you can do.
And I can tell you from experience, I choked on a mozzarella stick. I've told you this. This story in the bowling alley when I was a youth.
I had no memory of that at all.
What a surprise.
The mozzarella sticks are dangerous, man.
I was about 3. My parents were league bowling. Mm-hmm. It was back in the 80s, and they just sent me alone, you know, off to the snack bar and sat me down in there where they bowled and got me some mozzarella sticks.
Like At 3.
I choked on the cheese and the snack bar lady had to come around the counter and no Heimlich. She just took her bare hand and reached down my throat and pulled the mozzarella stick out.
She got you.
And then drug me out by my hand. I do remember being drug out by her and yelling, whose kid is this? Whose kid is this left alone in the snack bar? And my parents were like, that's our kid.
That's a hero.
She was a hero. She saved me. I guess I would have been about 5, actually. Yeah.
Yep. Never dropped your cigarette. Cigarette hanging out the entire time.
This is the 80s, man. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you smoked everywhere.
Stuck her nicotine-stained fingers right down this young man's throat.
And you thought how delicious that nicotine
tasted.
That's
right. That's probably where you got hooked.
And, of course, I got yelled at.
Oh, well, yeah. You're messed up.
That's something I heard for the rest of my life from my father. Chew.
Maybe Shay just showed me a story where a couple of people got arrested. I think it was Colorado or Utah. They locked their 11-year-old out of the house to teach him a lesson. And I was like, yeah, okay, all right, whatever.
Oh, no. I think the kid was being a little ungrateful, and they were like, that is
my parents would have totally done that.
They said, here's what it's like to be homeless, and they locked him out of the house.
I remember like my mom doing the highway pull-off and saying, get out.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, it's not that big of a deal. Why are they being arrested?
My mom was so mad at my sister one time, she pulled off the side of the highway. Yeah. Yeah. Took my sister's pillow, opened the door, and threw it out on the side of the road.
Yes.
And my sister's like, and she's like, get out with it.
Right. So this couple has been arrested in Utah.
No.
Because the kid was ungrateful. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know what? Here's what it's like to be homeless. I bet they still watched him from the
doorbell
cam or whatever. And that little ungrateful, and he told the neighbor, and they're like, called the cops.
I'm telling you, that is different. 30 years ago, that had just been a life lesson.
I still see
videos of people doing that, but it's usually with a very little kid, and they'll, you know, give him like a backpack or something and say, all right, get out.
Yeah.
And the kid just stands on the porch and cries, and it's really funny. Mm-hmm.
You get arrested for that. You better be careful.
Yeah. It's child neglect.
Apparently, that's what it is. Exactly. Here's what I was going to say to you about food. I used to do it when I would walk into a meeting. A lot of times the higher ups here would say, get out of the way. Here comes Orca. He's ready.
Oh, yeah. You can't, if you're big and you come into a room for a meal, forget it. Everyone's like, oh, you know he's going to be first.
Get out of the way. Here he comes.
Yep.
You better get your plate now. It's all going to be
out.
You know, I had to deal with that. A P1 years ago said that when he went out on a date with his girlfriend, he would order wings intentionally. They'd go to a wing restaurant intentionally. And if she ate her wings in a really dainty way, like you're just, you know, real dainty and real simply, then he knew the difference was if she really mauled them, she's great in bed.
Okay. Interesting.
If she really went at it and got sloppy and like the sauce was all over her face and stuff, she's like, he would say, perfect.
The logic is all there.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
He explained that to me. You know how naive I am. And so he called and explained. He's like, look, I wasn't even married. He's like, take your lady out. Make sure you get wings, get the sauces and stuff, and watch her. Watch her very closely.
Yeah.
If she gets it all over her hands and is not afraid to really get in there and get the meat and everything, great in bed. Just a tip. That's a tip.
I think there's sort of this like double standard. Mm. And I mean, it benefits me, which I like, is if you're smaller and you're a female and you can throw down some food.
Yeah.
People find it impressive.
Yes, I agree.
Where, you know, if you're, you know, bigger or if you're a man, no, nobody finds it as impressive.
Exactly. So he was saying, take a dainty lady out for dinner.
Oh, yes, a dainty lady.
Get the wings. Get the wings. That's what you
see
do.
See if she gnaws on them.
That's right. That's right.